This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name is Russell Rosario. I am an entrepreneur in residence at Lab Ventures in Miami. That's a relatively new startup studio. I think they started about a year ago and had one exit last year. And now they currently have three companies in-house. Me as the entrepreneur in residence, I kind of help out with those three companies. And eventually when Lab Ventures decides to create a new company, I would take over as a CEO, but that's, sometime in the future. For me in particular, I'm an accountant and developer. So I did a master's degree in accounting a few years ago and wanted to actually learn how to code as well. I wanted to be able to be the CEO and CTO, I guess, of a startup on my own. So I attended a boot camp at the University of Miami last year. And now I actually am a instructor there as well. I'm a teaching assistant for the current cohort. So I'm an accountant and developer, so I'm looking to make my own startup soon.
Russell, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Yeah, so like I was saying, I just help out the three companies that we have. So one of the companies is called Order Out. It's a food delivery to POS kind of software where, you know, Uber Eats or Grubhub or any of those delivery platforms, once they receive an order, this software is supposed to directly input it into the POS system, whatever that might be. So that's called Order Out. So they have a CEO currently, but they're kind of lacking on the development side. And so I kind of just chip in wherever they need on the development side. And that's kind of how I work with the other two companies as well. There's another company called Expetitle. They are for simplifying the process of acquiring a title for a home or a title insurance for homes. So it simplifies that entire process. And the third company is called Partium. It's a B2B auto parts marketplace, specifically in Colombia. And so basically with all three of those companies, I just help wherever they need it. So marketing as well. So I've been building scrapers to collect potential customers, things like that. So really anything that they might need, that's my involvement.
Russell, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, so this is at Lab Ventures is a pretty new startup studio. So, you know, obviously when you start something new, you're going to go through some ups and downs, mostly downs. a learning process. So some of the things that I've noticed, I was actually the second employee of this startup studio. So one of the biggest challenges I think that we've seen is the misaligned incentives. So, you know, we have three companies in-house that I kind of had to split my time between, and there's not really a good mechanism for how I should be splitting that time up in terms of how do I prioritize tasks and stuff like that. And then, you know, I have my own opinions about certain companies, right? So if I feel like one of the companies is better than the other, I might want to devote more of my time to that. But that might not be in the best interest of the startup studio. So I definitely feel like the biggest issue with startup studios is the fact that the employees have to figure out how to, split up their time properly, which, you know, depending on their incentives could be misaligned with the startup studio as well. And I guess from the startup studio perspective, they have to figure out on their own how to allocate resources. In the startup studio we have here, we really only have three employees. We have a CTO and me, and then a graphics designer. So with the three companies that we have, we're always in use. There's never a minute where we don't have anything to do, right? So there's always tasks on the back burner, and trying to figure out what to do next is pretty challenging. And then I would say, I mean, we haven't come across this issue yet, but I'm sure we will eventually. But figuring out when to give up on an idea, it's probably, it's an emotional type of decision. You know, like you've spent a lot of time and money on certain tasks, and you know, you feel like there's some costs and you don't want to give it up, but that might be in the best interest of everyone to just give up on a project and devote more of your time to something else. So those are the biggest issues that I've seen.
And Russell, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Well, I would say that the failure for you know, these startups is likely, and you should look at it as something that's probably going to happen. Obviously, you don't want to, you know, expect that. You want to try for success, of course, but more than likely, they have a high likelihood of failure. And so learning, to me, is key. You know, if you fail and you learn, then it's not really a failure. Especially when with a startup studio, you can just move on to the next business and take everything you learned from the failure of the previous companies and put it into a future company. You know, so you take something positive from the negative. And then the next piece of advice I would say is that you got to try to learn from other startup studios, you know, around the world. I guess it's these startup studios are more common in other countries than the United States. So, you know, there's differing opinions on how certain things should be done. And if you don't go out and explore how they are done elsewhere, then you might just be stuck in your own ways. And that might not be the best for the success of the startup studio and the individual businesses themselves. So I try to read a lot of books and talk to as many people as possible about this type of business model, because it's a relatively new thing. And well, I would recommend a book. There's a book by Attila. I forget his last name. It's kind of I think he's Hungarian, but the book is called The Startup Studio Playbook. And it's an excellent book. I mean, I've learned a lot about it.
Russell, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Okay, so my work as an EIR, we have a website called, it's at labventures.co. And you can see all the companies that we have there. Right now, we have three, as I was saying, Expert Title, Partium, and Order Out. So hopefully in the future, in the near future, we'll be trying to start something new, a fourth company. But all that information is listed on the Startup Studios website. That's labventures.co. Learning more about Entrepreneurs in Residence, I mean, I would say, for me, the best learning material that I've come across is the book I just mentioned, The Startup Studio by Attila. I forget his last name, but I mean, it's a 200-page book, and he interviewed probably hundreds of people doing startup studios across the world. That's, for me, been by far the best learning tool that I've seen. And then me just starting out here, this is my second month at Lab Ventures. Just being a part of this thing has been even better learning experience. So I would say just try to find a startup studio in the area and go talk to the people involved. I mean, I'm sure that as startups, all these new companies are thoroughly excited to see any interest in their projects. You know, so if you were to go to a startup studio and ask some questions, they'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. So that's what I would say is probably the best way to learn about Entrepreneurs in Residence.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.